so happy you called. I really need a break from all the people I see, all the people I spend time with. Where did my summer go? The week that was canceled was my only chance to get out of this place.
Hello everyone, welcome to 1 PM Rocket Fizz. That's right, that is
Rocket Fizz.
This is Rocket Fizz, and you are listening to
91.5 FM, WMFO,
Medford,
Tufts,
Freeform
Radio.
All right everyone, we've got a good show lined up for y'all today, featuring Rockets, Fizz, and all that other stuff that all of us just love to listen to. First up, a classic, classic Rocket song.
Last night, free flight, 0 hour, 9 AM, and I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. My wife, it's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. Find. I'm not the man they think I am at home. Mars ain't the kind of place to raise your kids. In fact, it's cold as hell, and there's no one there to raise them. If you did, and all the science I don't understand, it's just my job. 5 days a week, a rocket man, a rocket man. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am.
Step is to go into space. butter, you want to transport XA from Earth to space from ETS. And X is heavy, and it can only live in a whole medium. So why not alter X? It reduces weight and its dependency on its medium. That would seem to be a logical problem. This would not occur to the official program because they accept the human artifact with all its limitations. In effect, they accept the limitations imposed by Christianity. By what Crowley calls the slave gods.
about the loving purple dust that should be banned.
After Dylan had died, I knew straight away that we wanted to bring his body back with us because we wanted to bury him.
You may wonder why we use the gene surgery to prevent HIV.
They can't breed.
Why not another lethal disease?
But that just created another problem.
I always wanted to ask you on a slight tangent, because I know obviously when you lost your dog,
his edit beloved.
And then the cloning.
Now that you've got a malaria resistant mosquito,
two delicious babies.
And very similar.
Well, no, that's the thing. Oh. The soul cannot be cloned.
Right.
But what if your dog really could live forever?
They look exactly
in a matter of speaking, anyway. One Korean company.
And it was nothing. I mean, we had to put her to sleep. It was devastating.
Genetically modified organisms have been around for 20. Actually, next year's the 20th anniversary.
Scenario in which people go to a doctor and say, "Doctor, we want our baby to be a musical genius. Please edit the gene.
Control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. 3, 2, check ignition, 1. And may God's love lift be off. With you. Sure.
That most recent song was David Bowie's Space Odyssey, the 2015 remastered version, kindly suggested by Jacob Jaffe here. Again, I'm JJ Lantern.
And I'm Jacob Jaffe.
And this is
Rocket Fizz.
We've been bringing you a variety of rocket-themed songs this afternoon. You just heard Challenger Part 1 Flight off of We Lost the Sea, off of Departure Songs by We Lost the Sea, one of my favorite albums of all time. Really great album just to sit back, listen to the whole thing through, get some philosophical quotes thrown in the middle. Always a good time. Always a good album just to put on. Anna, was that your first time listening to it?
That was my first time listening to that.
What do you think?
It was good. And then I really felt like I was going to space. And after we had Liftoff with that song, we really continued well with David Bowie, who's, you know,
actually in space. Yeah. You know, on a whole adventure, Odyssey, you might say. Yeah.
So do you know how that works? Like, after the rocket goes into space and then it, like, drops a bunch of the motors and stuff and, like, the engines, and then it's, like, a smaller thingy and
it's
then lands somewhere else?
How does it go back to Earth?
Or do we just send them off to...
Well, I think there's a few different kinds. Like, there's the, isn't that the whole thing with SpaceX? How they've started having those reusable rockets? That's new.
So, I just want to say that I forbid any discussion of Elon Musk on this radio show. So, you know, let's... David Bowie.
That's fair.
Let's go back to David Bowie.
And with that, we're going to get started with our next song, not affiliated with any Musky companies.
I heard that actually Elon Musk produced the song.
Oh, well, we're going to have to strike our rule for once.
Oh, no.
Up next is The Great Gig in the Sky off Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd. Again, we are now in space, everyone. Enjoy the orbit.
I am not frightened of dying. Any time will do, I don't know.
Hello, everyone. This is Rocket Fizz, and you're listening to 91.FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm JJ Lantern.
I'm Jacob Jaffe.
And we are sad to announce that our show is coming to an end. You've heard us depart into space today with songs about departure, about rockets, about going into the sky, about being in space, about the stars. Up next, we're going to continue this journey with our descent back to Earth today.
But now first, that we're in cruising altitude and in outer space, I just have to remind all of you that space travel is dangerous. This is a PSA for everyone currently traveling in space. This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat of a spaceship. And apologies if things get a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks that a random radio signal back to Earth is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? Stop communicating with Earth. It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you won't crash into a meteor. This is a message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Space Highway Traffic Safety Administration, in WMFL in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stopmeteorcrashes.org.
we would like to thank everyone for joining us today on Rocket Fizz. Again, this is Rocket Fizz, and you are listening to Rocket Fizz. 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
I am Jacob Jaffe from Rocket Fizz.
And I am JJ Lantern from Rocket Fizz.
And we are Rocket Fizz.
You know, today, we've taken you up to the sky, to space, reached cruising altitude, crash landed in descent, brought down by gravity. We just listened to...
What did we listen to, Jacob?
Zemlija by Ekaterina Velika, which means...
That means Earth.
Earth, which means we are back on Earth. And to finish off this space...
Exploration
that we went on, we would like everyone to look back into the sky, look at the sun that we were just cruising around, and notice our spacecraft slowly coming into orbit right in front of it, surpassing it.
JJ Lantern, I don't see the sun.
Well, that's because we are now encountering an eclipse. Thank you, everyone, and have a great rest of your Rocket Fizz weeks.